We are holding on the top of Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. We are three lines into the page. We're going to finish off the discussion. We have four examples of cases of Chachamim who were matir based on a Pesach. So we went through three of those cases. We're going to have the fourth case today. That's what we're going to begin with. And that's going to lead us into four things that we are not Posech Behem. For a list of four items that is not a valid Pesach that the Gemara is going to list. And then we're going to get back into some Agarita. The Gemara is going to give six different statements about how terrible the Midah of Ka'as is. That when one gets angry, it means all sorts of terrible things for him, that it's a terrible thing to get angry. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about being matir shvuat for someone who's nishpa b'shem Hashem. That specifically, if someone takes a shvuah b'shem Hashem, it has a little more power to it, and therefore may be more challenging to be matir such a shvuah. So let's begin three lines from the top of Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Bar Barte de Rabbiane Saba, the grandson of Rabbiane Saba, the grandson from his daughter, also the Kamed Rabbiane Saba, came to Rabbiane Saba with a neder. Amrle, ilu ave yadat de paskin pinkasech umimashpshim bavurech, buuvdech, minadarta, if you would have known that up in Shemayim they're taking out the notebook and they're going over all of your actions, when you take a neder and determining whether your zechuyos are sufficient or not, would you have taken a neder knowing that that's going to cause a review of all of your actions? Amar lei lo, he said, no, I never would have taken a neder if I would have known that that's going to happen. Visharye, he said, okay, so then we're matir the neder, that's good enough. Amar Rabbi Abba Mikra, what's the pasuk that says that this is in fact true, that up in Shemayim taking a neder causes the review of all of a person's actions? So he says, the pasuk says, Va'achar nidarim levaker. Levaker means to investigate. So after a person takes a neder, there's an investigation done. And the investigation is on all of his actions up in Shemayim. It's gone over one more time to make sure that he has proper zechuyos. Now the Gemara goes on to tell us that what we cannot be poseach in. V'afgav the pasach Rabbi Yana lei anan lo paschinan le baha. Even though Rabbi Yana used this as a pasach, so first thing we are not poseach with is this idea to say, had you known that they're going over all of your actions up in Shemayim, we wouldn't use that as a valid pasach. That would not be something that the person could say, oh, I never would have taken a neder had I known that, and be enough to actually rid him of his neder. But there are other things that we are also not poseach behem. We're also not poseach with the following other item. Damar Rabba Barbarchana Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Barbarchana says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, my pasach lei Rabbi Gamliel lahu saba. What was the pasach Rabbi Gamliel used for ahu saba, for a certain elderly person? Yesh bota kimadkeros charev ulushon chachamim marpe. So what is that pasuk teaching us? Well, what's Shlomo Melch teaching us? The pasuk of Mishlei, kolabote ra'oi ledokro becherev. Anyone who is bota, anyone who says a neder, a shvua, is deserving of being stabbed with a sword. Ella lashon chacham marpe. But it's lashon chacham when you go and you matir the neder, you shoal on it or you matir it. That has the therapeutic value that's able to cure you of the wound. So even though when a person takes the neder, it's like being stabbed, they can also be cured. They can go to a doctor and the doctor will take care of it. And the doctor is the chachamim. They go to the chachamim and the chachamim will take care of it. The Sefer Nidre's reason raises the question: why is it kol habota roi l'dokra b'char? What would have been lost if Gamliel would have just said habota roi? What's added with the what sort of emphasis is added with the word kol? Marshall also raises this question. So the Nidre's reason suggests that even after a person is nishal on the neder, but the issur that he violated by taking the neder is still there. It's just that by the chacham being shoel on the neder, he's pater from the avera of the kiyum on neder, meaning there are two averas of the neder. There's taking the neder initially, and then there's being mekayim the neder, and that's going to be very clear in the Gemara, in the upcoming Gemara, that these are two separate averos, the initial taking of the neder and the continuing of the neder without getting rid of it. So a person could go to the chacham, he could rid himself of the second problem, but it doesn't solve the fact that he already did take the neder once. So when Amliel says kol abota, it means even someone who ultimately is shoal al nidro, nevertheless, he still remains with the avera of making the neder in the first place, and for that he's roi l'dokra b'cherev. It's the lashon chacham is merape. Merape means that there was an illness that was then cured. If someone has a stab wound and then goes to a doctor and gets it stitched up, he'll always have a scar. He'll always have some remnant of that wound that he suffered. So that's the mashal over here as well. The person takes neder, you can go to the cham, lashon cham marpe, and it will help on some level, but it'll always have some remnant of that wound. The darim are considered especially severe on that level. It's not like tshuva, where tshuva can achieve not just kapara, but tahara. Tshuva me'ava, the Gemara says, the end of Yuma could achieve tahara. Rav Salvation explains in ala tshuva. The difference in kapara, tshuva me'ira, that achieves kapara, and tshuva me'ava, that achieves tahara, is that a person does an avera. So it's like if you, lamashal, if a person gets into a fight with someone else, gets into an argument, says something insulting to somebody else, so you could apologize, and the person will say, I forgive you. But in the back of the other person's mind, they always remember that this is the person who spoke ill of me, this is the person who insulted me, this is someone who did something terrible to me, and if it ever comes up again, or any sort of issue comes up, he knows he can't trust that person. It's not really, everything is not really okay. It's not really the way it was before. He's forgiven him, he's gone on with his life, but not everything is not really the way it was before. That's kapara, that's tshuva meira. Tshuva me'ava is where it says, if nothing ever happened. It's as if it's completely, the whole slate is wiped completely clean, as if nothing ever happened. By nedarim, what we're saying over here is that even after one is shoal on the neder, you never reach that higher level. You never reach that higher level that it's as if nothing ever happened. It's always happened. It's just that that you've healed a certain level of it, but it's still the scars are always there. And the third thing that we're not poseach, b'hu v'lo paschin ba'adach r'naisa, we're also not poseach with the following idea. With the following Pesach, the Tanya Rabbi Nosson Omer, Hanoder Kilu Bana Bama, Vamakaimo Kilu Makrival of Karban. If a person takes a neder, it's as if he built a Bama. If a person is Makayim a neder, being Makayim a neder doesn't mean that he fulfills what he committed to. It means that he's not Shoal on the neder. He doesn't try to get rid of the neder. He's not Matted the neder. That's as if he was Makriv a Karban on that Bama that he had built. So that also we're not Posechbu, which means we don't tell a guy who took a neder, had you known that taking a neder is like building a bama and being mekayim, it is like bringing a carbon in it. Had you known that, would you have ever taken the neder? If the guy says no, that is not a valid Pesach. We need something stronger in order for it to be a proper Pesach. So the Gemara says it's not so clear that it's not a valid Pesach at all. Bereisha paschinan. The first half is a valid Pesach. To say had you known that taking a neder is the same as building a bama, would you have taken the neder? If the guy says no to that, so then actually that is a valid Pesach. B'seifa, whether saying that had you known that being Mekayim and neder is Ki'ilu Makrival of Karban, well, that's a Machlokas. Abaye Yomar Paschinan. Abaye says that is a valid Pesach. Rav Amar Lo Paschinan. Rav says that's not a valid Pesach. Rav Kahana Masin Lo Lahashmait about Dein Lishna. And that's how Rav Kahana taught this Machlokas Abaye and Rav, that it's only on the Seifa is the Machlokas, but in the Reisha, in the first half of the statement, that taking a neder is Ki'ilu Banabama, that everyone agrees is a valid Pesach. But Rav Tevyumi Masni Hachi, Rav Tevyumi taught it slightly differently, very differently. That Beseifa Lo Paschinan, that clearly to tell the guy, had you known that being Mekayim and Neder's Kilu Makrav Karban on Obama, that for sure is not a valid Pesach. Bereisha, what about saying, had you known that taking the neder in the first place, Kilu Bana Bama, would you have taken that neder? Well, that's the Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Abaye Amar Paschinan, Rava Amar Lo Paschinan. Abaye says it is a valid Pesach, Rava says it's not a valid Pesach. Vihilchasa Lo Paschinan, Lo Bereisha, Vilo Beseifa. And the halacha is, it's not a valid Pesach, not in the Reisha, nor in the Seifa. We don't get, meaning not the Reisha and Seifa, again over here refers to Reisha being the idea that taking a neder is Kilu Banabama, Seifa being the idea that being Mekayim the neder is Kilu Hikrival of Karban. So it's not a valid Pesach, neither in the Reisha, nor in the Seifa, neither of those elements are a valid Pesach to the neder. So a couple of things over here. First of all, what does this mean? That anyone is, well, even before before that. Why is it that these things are not a valid Pesach? These are all true statements, aren't they? That about how terrible a neder is, that when a person takes a neder, he's violated some sort of terrible iser. So the Ran points out over here in the third skinny line, v'lo paschin ba'din achronai sadam rabba barchana, Ein poschin bezos ha'acheres sh'amar Rabbi Avrachana l'fi shemitoch sh'omer lo shechata kol kach sh'roi l'dakra b'cherev yesh lacha sh'omer sh'mescharit afal pishen mescharit. The concern is that it's overdoing it, that we're going to be so strong about how terrible it is to take a neder that the guy is going to hear, wow, you must think I'm such an awful person because I took a neder. You must think that I'm such a great sinner, and he's going to be embarrassed into claiming that he has charata, even though he doesn't really. Meaning he knows that saying that he would have still, I would have taken it anyway, even knowing that means that I'm a very great sinner. He's not going to say that. It's going to make him look awful. So he doesn't want to say that. So we're afraid that he's saying it, even though he's not really mischaret. That's why it's not a valid Pesach. That's how the Ran understands. Why is it that someone who's noder is kilu banabama? What's the mashal of all things that taking a neder is similar to? Why it's a sin of language? Why would it be at all like building a bama? So the Ran in Dibra Maslan Noder explains that since the person taking the neder thought he was being mekayim a mitzvah by taking the neder, he thought that just like the Torah assers certain things on us, so he's going to asser additional items on himself, and that's a mitzvah that he's being he's adding to the body of Torah mitzvos that he now gets to keep. So that's like, so someone who builds a bama also. Why does a person build a bama? He thinks he's doing a mitzvah. He's going to bring karbanos. He's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are things that sometimes too much service. Sometimes a person does too much. That also is going to be an avera. So that's the mashal between building the bama. And the same is true. And that's why mekaymos ki'ilu hikrav alav karban as well. That when you keep it around, then you're then using that bama for the wrong purposes. The Ritz suggests that the equation with bona bama is that the person who takes the neder did not yet do an actual avera. The neder is not the avera. The only reason it's an avera is because sofali kashal, that ultimately he's likely to stumble by taking the neder. So that's why it's bona bama. There's nothing wrong with building a bama per se. It's being makrav the karban on the bama. But once you built the bama, chances are you're going to be makrav the karban. So a person takes the neder, chances are he's going to be mekayim the neder for some time. He's not going to just rid himself of the neder immediately. That's how the Ritz understands the connection between the bama and the neder. Tosus in Maseches Yevamah says that in noder's kilu bana bama is from Gzeir Shava. The pasuk says v'chisechta lindor lo yebucha chait, and the pasuk says in Yeshayahu chadul chamin adam asher nesham bapo ki bameh nechshavhu, and the Gemara darshins of brachos al tikri bameh el bama. So it's Gzeir Shava that they both use the lashon, both these Psukim use lashon of chadlu, of chadala. So that's why we say it's ki ilu banabam. It's because the Tanakh itself links the two averas with each other. That's not necessarily against what the Ran and the Ritz say. The Ran and the Ritz are just explaining why the Tanakh may link it with each other. But Tosfos adds that extra point that it's that this isn't just something that Chazal equated. This is an equation that you could already find in the lashonos of the psukim themselves. So why is it the Gemara passings at the end lo paskin and lo bereisha v'lo b'seifa? Neither one is a valid Pesach to tell the person, had you known that it's kilu banabama, had you known that it's kilu makrav of carbon, neither one is a legitimate Pesach. So the Sefer Shalmei Nedarim points out, even though the rule normally is the halacha is like Rava, we always pass like Rava except for the Yal Kigam, when we pass like Abaye, still the Gemara felt the need to pass in this halacha, the lo paschino and lo beresha velo besefa, because we had a machlokas, what the machlokas Abaye and Rava was, whether Abaye and Rava were arguing in the case of the in the Reisha or were arguing in the Seifa. So that's why the Gemara has to paskin to tell us that we paskin like Rava, but the version of Rava that would hold that we would not be poseach with either half of the statement, with the bana bama part or with the hikrav alav carbon part. It's interesting that in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Chav Ches in Yaradeya, it's Shulchan Aruch paskins that we're not poseach le neder with the idea that but he never mentions the idea that we're not posech with kala noder ki ilu banabama. It's not clear why he doesn't say it. In the Torah it says it, and the Achronim say, the poskim will point out, that clearly Shulchan Aruch must hold this way. It's a halacha psuka in the Gemara. The Gemara comes to Hilchasa. For some reason, the Shulchan Aruch must have thought that it's a greater chiddush to say that we're not posech with kol ha-mekayimus and neder ki'ilu hikravel of karban than it is to say the first half, and therefore once he says the second half, the first half is obvious. Problem is, you get the opposite impression from the Gemara. First half seems to be more obvious, less obvious than the second half, than the Sefer. But that's the Rav Zalman Mivilna deals with that it's a problem in the Shulchan Aruch, why the Shulchan Aruch leaves that out. A fourth thing that we are not posech in, vayt in the Gemara, v'lopas Shmuel says that even a person who's Mekayim and Neder is considered to be a Rasha. So by calling the person a Rasha, that is not a valid way to find the Pesach. Had you known that we're going to be calling you a Rasha, would you have taken this Neder? Of course he's going to be embarrassed to say that he still would have taken the Neder. Even if he still would have, he's going to be embarrassed to say otherwise. He doesn't want to be called a Rasha. Amar Rav Yevo, Micro, what's the pasuk that tells us that someone who's Mekayim and Neder is called a Rasha? That seems very harsh. V'chisechta lindar lo yeh b'chachet. The pasuk says that if a person refrains from taking a Neder, then he won't have a chet. V'yalav chadala chadala. And that lashon of sechtal, of chadala, we have elsewhere. K'sivacha kisechta lindar u'ksiv hasam. And the pasuk says in Sefer Iyov, that the pasuk says, Sham Rishaim Chadlu Rogez. That Rishaim is a Lashon Chadlu. We use Lashon Chadlu associated with Rishaim. So you see from there that someone who is Mekayim and Neder is considered to be a Rasha. And he has to be Shoel on the Neder. The Ravan asks, but wait a second, the Gemara Nazir Daf Chavches says that a man can be Madir as Bino Benazir, but a woman cannot be Madir as Bino Benazir. A man could commit on behalf of his son that his child should be a Nazir. And there's a Machlokas in the Gemara over there, Maseches Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan says, Halachi hi Benazir, Sheish Madir Ve'ini Isha Madaris. That this is a halacha specifically by Nazir, that a man can be Madir but not a woman for the child. And Reish Lakish says, Kidei Lechancho B'mitzvos. That it's a way of being Mechanich the child in mitzvos. Meaning, seemingly saying that taking a Neder Nazirus on behalf of the child is considered a Dvar Mitzvah. And it's part of the father's Chiyuv of Chinuch is to give his child the opportunity for such mitzvos of taking the darim. But wait a second, our Gemara says that when as the longer you have a neder, the longer you're not shoal on a neder, nikra rasha. So how can you say it's a dvar mitzvah and still say that it's nikra rasha? So the Ravan suggests that the Gemara over here is talking according to the shita of Rabbi Meir that we had in Daf Tesa Meral, who says tov mizeh umizeh she'eno noder kol ikar. Remember we had the interpretation of the pasuk where Rabbi Meir says better than taking a neder and keeping the neder is never taking the neder in the first place. But Reish Lakish holds that there's a mitzvah. Lindor holds like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that Tov Mizeh Mizeh is Noder Meshalim. That the highest level is someone who takes a neder and manages to live up to what he committed to. That's higher than not taking a neder at all. That's the suggestion of the Ravan as to how to fit this with the Gemara Nazi. The other suggestions Rishonim say is it all depends on the motivation of the neder. Why would a person take the neder in the first place? Maybe if the person's taking the neder in order to fulfill a mitzvah, the person's taking a neder because it's a shasakana, or it's something that there's a good reason, some situation where there's a good reason to take a neder, maybe that would be considered a dvar mitzvah, whereas otherwise it would not be considered a dvar mitzvah. Amar Rav Yosef Avin and Nami Tanina, Rav Yosef says that we know that when a person takes a neder, it's considered rishos, because we learned earlier, kinidrik sheirim lo amar klum. If a guy takes a neder and the yad that he chooses for his neder, the lashon that he chooses for a neder, is that my neder is kinidrik sheirim. That means that he doesn't have a neder, because kosher people don't take a neder. That's not something a proper Jew is supposed to do. Kenidre Rishayim, Nadar bin Nazir, Bakarban of Yeshua. But if he says Kenidre Rishayim, that's a commitment to a Nadar. Because a person says Kenidre Rishayim, that means something. Because Rishayim take all sorts of Nadarim, Nazir, Karban, Shvua. So therefore, you see again this idea that a Nadar is associated with Rishos. Now we move on to discuss the terrible midah of Ka'as, that a person should not allow his anger to get out of control. Amar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar of Yonasan, Kalakoes, Kol Mine Gehenim Shultan Bo. Anyone who gets angry, all sorts of Gehenim rule over him. What does that mean? Kol Mine Gehenim. All sorts of Gehenim. Normally we'd use the Lashon Yored LeGehenim. He's going to go down to Gehenim. What's Kol Mine Gehenim Shultan Bo? So the Ran explains that Kas will bring a person to be Kofer Be'ikr. Sal Yidei Kas, it will lead him to Gehenim. But that just doesn't explain the Lashon. That just explains why someone who gets angry has get meaning. Where does the Aver in the Torah to get angry? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to get angry. So the Ran says, yeah, it does, because if you get angry, you can ultimately be kofer be'ikr. So kofer be'ikr is a pretty bad avera. So that's why a person is going to go to Gehenim when he has too much kas. The Rush, however, in the first pshat that the Rush gives, says that kas is kasha legufo, kilu hu nidon b'chol minei pranos b'gehenim. Fascinating insight. He says, this isn't telling us the punishment for kas. It's what happens to a person, what a person is doing to himself when he gets angry. People who get angry easily are driving themselves crazy. They don't have any menuchas hanefesh. They're suffering more than anybody around them is suffering as a result of their own anger. That's kol mine gehenim. It's not that he's yored the gehenim. It's what they're doing to themselves. It's kol mine gehenim that's sholet on them. It's an important insight of the Rosh. Shenemer v'haser kas milibcha v'aver ra mibsarcha. That a person should remove kas from their heart. They should remove evil from their flesh. Ve'in ra'a el gehenim. And Ra is a reference to Gehenim. Shnemer kol pal Hashem l'maneu v'gam Rasha liyom Ra'a. That the Rasha is destined to the Yom Ra'a. The Yom Ra'a is a reference to Gehenim. So that's one thing about Kas. That Kas is Gehenim. A person is going to earn himself Gehenim or drive himself crazy to the point that he has Gehenim on earth when he has Kas. Velo od, but a second thing about Kas, Elisha Tachtoni Yosholtosvo. It's also going to cause him all sorts of stomach problems. He's going to be so unsettled. He's going to have all sorts of stomach issues. It's going to affect his health. That when a person gets angry, it's going to. And we know that this is the case. That people who their blood pressure, and it's just not good for a person. It's going to affect his health negatively. Shnemer v'nasna Hashem l'chash. As the Shnemer, the pasuk says in Dvar v'nasna Hashem l'cha. Sham lev ragaz v'chilyon einayim v'da'avo nafesh. Ezu davar shemechalas einayim u'madves nefesh. What's going to cause these symptoms with the eyes and the nefesh? Havi omer ilu atechtonios. That's stomach problems. Ula b'miskei la'arad Yisrael. When Ula was going to Eretz Yisrael, islavu le'trin b'nei chuzai ba'day. There were two people, two b'nei chuzai that were accompanying him. Two, and Rashi, the Mefarish over here points out, b'nei chuzai is Yehudim hayu. These were Jews that were accompanying him. One of them got so angry at his friend that he shechted him, he slaughtered him, he murdered him. So the one, the murderer, turned to Ula. He says, "You think, did I do the right thing? I did good." So Amalei in. Ula said, "Yeah, great job. Lechu parle beis hashchita, but make sure you rip open his neck better so that you can make sure that he's good and dead, because you want to make sure that you did the job properly." So kiyasal kabed Rabbi Yochanan. When Ula finally got to Eretz Yisrael and he was relating his experiences to Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei dil mechas v'shalom achziki de'av ravera. So Ula said to Rabbi Yochanan, maybe I did the wrong thing by encouraging him to murder him more quickly and to rip open his neck like that. Amalei nafshach hitzalta. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you saved your own life. This guy was obviously in a fit of rage, and if you would have looked at him the wrong way, he would have murdered you. It was pikuach nefesh for yourself. I know exactly why you did that. That's exactly why you told that to him. Otherwise, you never would have said such a thing to him. So obviously, that's what you were thinking. and that's why it was the right thing. It was the right thing to do. Shidum Gvetz quotes from the Ritz that Ula asked Rabbi Yochanan if there was an Isser B'davar to be Machzikitei over Avera by telling him to be Makariv Misaso. Meaning, what happened was this guy was dying; he wasn't dead yet, and Ula said, "Yeah, go rip him open. Make sure he dies more quickly." So he's Makariv Misaso. So the guy was dying; was definitely dying. There was nothing that was going to be done to help the person anymore. It was clearly a situation where it was an end of life situation. It's just a question of how quickly the person was dying, and that's when Ula was worried that maybe being makariv misaso, even when his death was definite, maybe that was misayei de over avera, is mi machzik de over avera. So he brings a raya that it must be that those chazoi, those people that were accompanying him, must have been Jewish, because if they weren't Jewish, he says, the Ritz says, then there would not have been a problem of being machzik the over avera. Then there would be no Isser B'davar that Ula would have been worried about in the first place. But then he quotes Yesh Mepharshim that there were Gayim, and still Ula was afraid being Chizik Mechazik Yideh over Avera, because Bnei Noach are also Metzuval Shvichas Damim. And that's what it is. If you're being Makariv Misaso, it's an issue of Shvichas Damim, and you can't be Machzik Yideh over Avera, whether the over Avera are Jewish or whether the over Avera are not Jewish. Either way, it's absolutely awesome to do. This is a very important Gemara. In Halacha, the poskim all discuss this Gemara when it comes to end of life issues. Whether the Mefarish over here says that Ula was mechazik yidei yadav shal rotzeach because he was afraid that they shouldn't kill him if he tells him that he didn't act properly. So Tiferes Yisrael in Yuma, in the 8th parak of Yuma, says, wait a second, we're choshesh for chayisha, we're mechal Shabbos, even for chayisha, even to give a person a little more time on this earth, we're mechal Shabbos to save a person, even for just a little more time. Even if we know that he's ultimately going to succumb to this illness that he's currently suffering from. So we see that Chayisha counts as life. So how could Ula be Machzik Yidei Rotzeach just because he felt his own life might be threatened? Granted, his own life might be threatened, but it's Ritzicha's Yaharig Val Yavar. And an Abizrayer of Ritzicha helping out in an act of murder, also Yaharig Val Yavar. So how's he allowed to do this? So the Tiferes Yisrael suggests that maybe Enochinami Chayisha is considered something that would be Mechal Shabbos for, but Chayolam, Chayikayam, a life that could go on for a while still, where he's not going to die of this illness, is still going to take precedence over Chayisha. So since he has this Chayolam that he's dealing with, so that will take precedence over Chayisha. In Nishmas Avram, he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman that you can't prove from our sugya that you're allowed to do a heart transplant. That when you know that you're going to take the heart from a goses, the person who the heart is in right now is going to die anyway, so it's a matter of Chayisha. So maybe I could take the heart out so that the person will then definitely die, and then I'll use for Chayolam, for my own Chayolam. So he says, even though Ula was caused Kiruv Misaso of this Goses because of Mora, but he says you have to realize Ula was in a situation of Ones, where someone was being Ma'anis Ula, this person was threatening to kill Ula if Ula didn't do this. It wasn't that he was Stam going to die if he didn't do this. It was that someone was threatening to kill him. That's called an actual case of Ones. When faced with an Ones, you're allowed to do certain things that you're not allowed to do if no one is being ma'anis you. And he points out, even though halachically both of these situations, both when someone is forcing you to do something or to say something, and when a person is just going to die, the person is ill, both of those are situations of onus. They're different types of onus. The onus of someone forcing you to do it, the maisa avera is not the same maisa avera. Whereas if you're just in a tough predicament and you choose to do something because of the onus of your tough predicament, then your maisa avera is a maisa avera. It brings a raya from the Rambam in Sodei HaTorah. The Rambam writes that someone who violates one of the Harig Val Yavars, he decides that it's not worth it, he's not going to, even though the Torah says Yaharig Val Yavar, rather than violate Avodah Zarah Gilarei Shvichas Damim, he's not Omid B'Nisayon. He violates Avodah Zarah Gilarei Shvichas Damim instead of getting himself killed. The Rambam says he's potter on the Avera that he did, because it's an Ones. Even though he made the wrong call, he did the wrong thing. He went and he bowed to the Avodah Zarah with the gun to his head, he's potter for that Avera, because it's an Avera that was done, but Ones. But then that same Rambam says that if a person is dying and he uses Avodah Zarah for a refua, so he's chayiv for a willfully violating of Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? He was going to die. It's the same thing as a gun to his head. Says Rosh Hashanah, no, you see that it's not the same thing as a gun to his head. A gun to his head, someone is forcing you to do that maisa. They're saying, you must do this. You must bow to that Avodah Zarah. That's an avera, that's ba'onas, that's not going to be considered a maisa avera to the same extent. Whereas a person who's sick is making the choice in his illness that this is how he's going to solve his illness by doing avodah zarah. That's a different story. So that's the chiluk Rav Shlomo Zalman makes over here when it comes to learning from the story of Ula to her heart transplants and similar types of situations. Katamar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was bothered by this whole episode that Ula went through. There are a lot of things to bother him about this episode, but he says, I don't understand how it could happen that a person would get so angry that he'd want to kill someone else. Michti, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'nasna Hashem l'cha sham lev ragaz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sham, that's where he's gonna give the angry heart. So what's sham? B'bavel Ksiv. It's a Pasuk, it's referring to Babel. So you were in Eretz Yisrael. Do people in Eretz Yisrael get that angry that they want to kill each other? Amalei, Hahu Shaita Lo Avrinan Yardana. He says we haven't yet crossed the Yarden at that time, so that's why it happened. But Mistama, there's never been a murder in Eretz Yisrael. What? What kind of conversation is this? Mistama, there's never been a murder in Eretz. There have been murders in Eretz Yisrael also. So the Achronim, the Sefer Nidre's reason is bothered by this. Did Rabbi Yochanan really think no one ever murdered anyone in Eretz Yisrael? We know that he asks it in a way that's with Torah instead of with Metzius, that the Metzius says that people have murdered. He says it's a Gemara. It's an often a Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota Daf from Zion says Misharabu Aratzchanim Batla Egla Arufa, that they used to do Egla Arufa, but once there were too many murders in Eretz Yisrael, they stopped with the whole Egla Arufa business. So you see that there was Ritzicha in Eretz Yisrael. Egla Arufa is only in Eretz Yisrael. So how can you think that there was no Ritzicha in Eretz Yisrael? So he suggests that of course Rabbi Yochanan knew that people committed murders in Eretz Yisrael, but he thought that the second after the person committed the murder, he would feel awful about it, and he would calm himself down, and he would feel terribly about it. But over here with the story with Ula, this guy killed the guy, and then he was ready to kill Ula the next second. If Ula wouldn't have encouraged him, he would have turned around and killed Ula. So he said to be that angry that he didn't even let it all out on the first murder, that he couldn't believe would happen in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he said, don't worry, we haven't crossed the Yarden yet. So why do you haven't crossed the Yarden? The Ever Yarden is also part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Ran writes, not entirely. The Ever Yarden lo niskadesh la'avas ha'omer ulemiktsas kedushos, the Ran says. Ever Yarden is not kadosh for avas ha'omer, for bringing the carbon omer, and for miktsas kedushos, for some other kedushos. It's a very major discussion in the Achronim, what the Ran means by that. Which kedushos? What miktsas kedushos? Where does he even get the idea that it's not even good for havas ha'omer? But on some level, Ever Yarden is not the full status of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Arafuna, continuing about the how terrible it is to get angry. Kalakoes, someone who gets angry, afilu shchina eina chashuva kenegdo. He's clearly not considering the Shechina. He doesn't think the Shechina is a davar chashuv in his eyes at that time. Shnemar, Rasha kigova apo bal yidrosh ein elokim kol mizmosav. That when a Rasha is in his anger, he's not gores the existence of Ribbono Shel Olam. Because probably the idea is that he's getting angry because something didn't go his way, and his feeling is that if something didn't go his way, then it's something that he doesn't deserve. There's an injustice. So if there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, then you know that there's justice in the world, and that ultimately everything is going to be evened out. And then if HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused us to have a Nisayon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have a Nisayon, and that there's justice with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Difti, a fourth terrible thing about anger, Amar Mishakech Talmudo, it will cause a person to forget his learning, Umosif Tipshus, and it will cause him to be foolish. Shedemar Kikas B'chiksil Mianuach, Uksiv Uksil Yifrosu Velas. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar, a fifth terrible thing about anger, Piyadua Shavonosav Merubin Mizchiyosav, that a person gets angry, his sins are going to outweigh his zechuyos. Shenemar uval chemer rav pesha. Rav is rov, that the majority of his actions can be put in the category of pesha rather than in the category of zechus or mitzvah if he's a person who gets angry all the time. Amar of Adab Rabbi Chanina, a sixth and final statement about kaas, il malei chatu Yisrael, Had the Jewish people not constantly sinned, all we would have needed is Chamisha Chum Sheitar and Sefer Yeshua. The whole rest of Nach we would not have required if we didn't sin. Why would we have needed Sefer Yeshua? Because Sefer Yeshua goes through how to divide up the land of Israel. So it's not about Musar, it's just about dividing up the land of Israel properly. We should know how to divide up Eretz Yisrael. My time, Kibarov Chachmarov Kas. And what's the reason that we assume that we wouldn't have needed the rest of Nach? Kibarov Chachmarov Kas. When there's a lot of Chachma, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a lot of Torah, a lot of Nach, that's a sign that there must have been a lot of Kas. Kas is what led us to all those Averos, and those Averos is what led us to having the whole rest of Nach. A fascinating statement. So the Ran writes that the Ikar of all the other Svarim is to be Mochiach Klal Yisrael, to give Musar to Klal Yisrael for the Averos that we did. So had we not done those Averos, we would not have needed all of this Musar that we're getting. The Mefarish, however, says, no. What does it mean that we get all these Svarim because of our Averos? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to be Matriach Klal Yisrael. Previously, we only would have had to learn Chamisha Chum Sheitar and Yeshua, but since we got angry, Hashem's punishing us by giving us more Torah that we're now responsible to learn. So here, go learn Nach now. Very strange thing to say that's the pshat, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing us with Torah. What do you mean? Rotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakos Es Yisrael Leficha B'Lem Torah Mitzvos. Hashem, it's a greatest zechus to have more Torah Mitzvos. So what do you mean that it's a punishment, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing Klal Yisrael? Very, very difficult to understand the Nidre's reason. Other Achronim try to understand and deal with this issue. Maritz Chayes points out that there are a lot of halachos that Chazal learned out from Divrei Nevi'im. A lot of halachos and avelos and Moikatan that we learn out from Sukkim and Sefer Yecheskel. So how can we say, had we not sinned, we wouldn't have had Nach? What do you mean? We still would have had to learn all these halachos. So he says, it must be that all of these halachos would have been derived from Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and in fact are Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and the Gemara uses them as an asmachta. It says we use the Pesukim and Navi as an asmachta. That's what the Gemara says in Tainus. Ad Shebay Yecheskel Mi Amra, before Yecheskel came along and taught certain things, who taught us these halachos? El Gemara Gemira Lo Bay Yecheskel V'Asmucha Akra. So that's true of any halacha we learn from all of Navi. We would not have needed the Navi. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in his Mavola and Ms. Liakov on the Torah that all of the messages of the Navi, all of the Musa of the Navi can be derived from Chumash Chumash Torah itself. He says the relationship between Nach and Torah and Chumash is like the relationship between Brisos and Mishnayos. Now, what were the Brisos there for? Everything a Brisos says is somehow connected to a Mishnah. It's just that we're not wise enough to be able to see it in the Mishnayos, so we need the Brisos to flush it out. The same is true with Nach and Torah. All of the messages could have been derived from Torah, but the cast that we had in the Averis that we did closed our eyes a little bit, and we weren't able to see it in Chumash anymore, so it had to be more explicit, and that's what we needed Nach for. Amra Vasya, Ein Nizkak in L'Elokei Yisrael, Chutz Mikonim, so we never Nizkak, we never tried to be Shaul or Poseach for a Neder that was taken B'Shem Hashem. We think that's too strong of a Neder to try to undo, except for the following. Mikonim Ishti Nenisli Sheganva Eskisi V'Shehiksa Espini. A guy takes a Neder against his wife because she stole from him or she hit their child, and then it turns out that it was his information was incorrect, that she never did those things. A woman came to Ravasi. Ravasi says, no, what was your neder in? How did you formulate your neder? She said, I swore by God's name. Had you taken a neder by Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a kinoi, then I could have done something for you. But now that you didn't take your neder b'Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sorry, I can't help you out. Rav Kana iklu be Rav Yosef. Amalei lito mar midi. Rav Kana went to Rav Yosef's house. Rav Yosef says, come eat something. Amalei lo marikula lo teimnalei. Now, by the name of God, I won't eat anything. Amalei lo marikula lo teimtalei. Oh yeah, by the name of God, you won't eat anything. Hanichal Rav Kana damalo marikula. I understand what Rav Kahana was doing. He was trying to take a neder. He's not going to eat anything. El Rav Yosef What's Rav Yosef saying? By the name of God, you won't eat anything. What do you mean? Rav Kahn just took that neder. Rav Yosef was trying to get him to eat. So achiu dekamerle. No, what he was saying was lo marikulu dekamer tilkal chlatimaslei. Once you use such a strong lashon, now in a chinami, you're not going to be able to eat anything because there's no way to undo such a neder. Such a neder is so binding. It's so strong. Such a shvua is so strong. There's no way to undo it. Amrav Nachman hilchsa poskim lecharata v'niskaken lelkei Yisrael. The halach is not that way. That we're poseach lecharata and we're niskak lelkei Yisrael. That we actually do listen to when we do try to undo a neder that was taken by lelkei Yisrael. Mishtabeach le Rava l'Rav Nachman brav sechora da adam gadol who Rava was telling Rav Nachman that Rav Sechora was an adam gadol. Amalok shiavi lechaviyol liadi. So next time Rav Sechora comes to town, I'd love to meet this Rav Sechora if he's such an adam gadol. Havle nidra l'mish Rav Sechora had a neder that he had to undo. Asal kamed Rav Nachman. They went to Rav Nachman. Amalei nadarta adaita da'achi. Rav Nachman said, would you have taken the neder had you known X? Amalei in. Yeah, I still would have done it. Adaita da'achi. Had you known Y? In. Yeah, I still would have done it. Kamazimin. He kept on trying to find another Pesach. Ikbid Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman finally said, I give up. This guy, you say you would have taken the neder no matter what. Amalei zil lekilech. Nafak Rav Sechora pasach pischel nafshe. Rav Sechora then went out and found his own Pesach. And Rabbi Amar Ezui Derech Yishar Shiyavar Lo Adam Kol Shei Tiferes Lo Sevet Tiferes Lo Min Adam. His own Pesach was that the Mishnah says that the proper path a person is supposed to take in life is something that's good for him and that other people admire about him. V'ashe Dikmet Rav Nachman Adai Tadachi Lo Nadri V'Shar Lo Nafshe. He says, now I see Rav Nachman so upset at the way I behaved, at the way I took an Eder. I never would have taken an Eder if I would have known that it would have disappointed Rav Nachman so very much. And that was his Pesach. The fact that Rav Nachman couldn't find the Pesach and got so frustrated with him turned out to be his Pesach, his way out of the Neder. We'll continue with the next Ma'aseh Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.